in studio this morning is Chuck Carroll. Yes, he's an umbraphile. Umbraphile, a word that perhaps we all learned in the last week or so. Somebody who chases solar eclipses. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Pat.
So in 1991, you were in Cabo San Lucas in Mexico in what they call the Path of Totality, right?
Yes, it was the longest solar eclipse of the century.
And let me ask you, before you describe to us what it looked like, can you explain to us, you know, the kind of spiritual, emotional, you know, experience that it was to see that?
It's nothing like anything I've ever felt before. It was almost like a sensation of pending doom. It was like something was not right with the world. You go out there, there's not a cloud in the sky, and yet I didn't feel the urge to put on sunscreen. And the landscape takes on a color change that eerie that you've never seen before. The animals around you are going nuts, and so are some of the people.
Yeah.
and this is before it even gets dark.
Wow. Wow. Larry, I know you've got a question.
Hey, Chuck, so here's what I'm sort of learning from you umbraphiles, that these eclipses are going on all the time, all around the world. Why is this eclipse getting so much attention, the one that's coming up on Monday?
Well, this one is because it's the first one since February of 1979 that is crossing United States.
Okay, I got it. So regionally there, we had a guest on yesterday who refused to give us the place where he's going. Where are you going to watch the eclipse?
I hope to see it somewhere in the middle of Wyoming.
So you're going to watch the whole thing. It's going to be completely dark where you are.
Yes, it should be dark for about 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
That is a long time. That does seem a long time, since it does seem to happen pretty quickly. We talked a little bit earlier about a lot of the mythology that sort of surrounds the idea of solar eclipses. It makes sense, you know, in ancient times, people trying to figure out what was happening, and a lot of people thinking that, as even you described, that there is something that feels a little doom-like about it.
Yes, it just feels very wrong, you know. And of course, I was a science instructor, so there were certain things that I was looking for in the eclipse, but you still had this strange sensation going on at the same time.
So it's more than a feeling. It's more a feeling than an observation, even.
Yes, seeing eclipse should be on everyone's bucket list.
Okay, I'm going to throw it on mine. Chuck, you mentioned you were a teacher or a scientist there. How did you get into eclipses in the stars? What sort of lured you in?
I've been interested in astronomy since I was probably 7 or 8 years old, and so seeing eclipse is going to be part of that.
Okay, so what's the difference between, other than the obvious reasons, you know, the feeling about a lunar eclipse versus a solar eclipse?
Well, a lunar eclipse is when the Earth blocks out the sun as seen from the moon, and so what you see is the shadow of the Earth crossing the moon, proving that the Earth is round, by the way.
In case anybody's still wondering.
And because the Earth has an atmosphere, how the sun is red at sunset, that red filters through the atmosphere onto the moon, and so the moon will take on a reddish hue. It doesn't completely disappear from the sky.
But it's just not the same kind of feeling, is it?
Not at all.
Yeah. So on Monday, we are going to be over, and I'm going to be broadcasting live the solar eclipse. And, of course, the folks at the Robert Ferguson Observatory will be there with us. And we'll have several solar telescopes for people to just come by, and if they want to take a nice, safe look at it. And even though we're not in that path of totality, you know, it should get to be about, the sun should get to be about 80% obscured right here in Sonoma County.
Yes, so the first three stages you'll be able to see here in Santa Rosa. The first stage, of course, is first contact, when it looks like, you know, something's taking a bite out of the sun.
First contact.
Yes, that can be that can only be safely seen with solar telescopes or eclipse glasses, and those will be set up at the Santa Rosa Courthouse Square as well as the Robert Ferguson Observatory. And as it takes more and more of a bite out of the sun, eventually you'll get a crescent sun, which you can't look at directly. But I encourage everybody to look at the shadows produced by all the trees. What you'll see are hundreds of little crescents in the shadow.
Well, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about that.
Mm-hmm. And then the when the sun gets about 80% covered, it might be possible here in Santa Rosa to perceive a slight change in temperature and look to see if the landscape takes on a kind of a metallic gray-blue hue.
Well, we're going to be looking for all of that and more come Monday, Chuck. And we'll be thinking about you watching the total solar eclipse somewhere in Wyoming. Thank you so much for sharing your experience with us. It makes me look forward to it even more.
My pleasure.
That's Chuck Carroll, who has been there and seen that and is going back on Monday to see it again. Of course, we're talking about the eclipse.